Blog Talk Radio.
Robert, you know that balloon you're talking about? I just now saw a video of them shooting it down.
Okay, it seems the show has started. I'll get my studio going, and here we are.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Joseph Gibson is running for the House of Representatives in North Carolina's District 65. We have to start voting for patriots who love this nation, and conservative nation media proudly endorses him. Joseph Gibson is one of those patriots, and it's not too late. We need to start realizing that there is not a different truth for everyone. As the liberals say, there is only one truth. A vote for Joseph Gibson for North Carolina's District 65 will help bring back the integrity Americans have been missing. Paid for by the committee to elect Joseph Gibson to the North Carolina House District 65. See you at the polls, patriots.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Black by Color Only Day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the rights are too, and in Hollywood also.
He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
Conservative Nation Media has been around for 11 years now to give you the news that is fit to know about the state of America and what the politicians in Washington and around our nation are doing to our freedoms. We have strived to give you the true news that you cannot find in the lamestream lying liberal media, and because of our love for this great nation, we are growing again. With new shows on CNN like American Statesman with Sally Baptiste and A Crazy Nation Radio with Ron Reck, we are getting well-known names to join our network to make CNN a stronger voice for America. We have others who may be joining us too. American Statesman airs on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Crazy Nation Radio airs mostly on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with other times of the week when he feels the need is there. Join Conservative Nation Media for all of our shows on Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday with our Sunday show, American by Design, returning too. That's Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to
see. Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay,
welcome to the show. We are having problems again tonight. On Sunday, Lori-Ann couldn't do her show because BTR was off doing their ozone crap. They were doing it on Monday. Then they got it fixed on Tuesday, apparently, and now they're doing it again. Lori-Ann can't get into the show. So it looks like I've got people in the chat room, but you cannot call in tonight. Lori-Ann's already gotten a hold of BTR about this. I've been with BTR since about 2006. This has never, ever happened before until this year. And it's already happened a couple of times. This is getting stupid. They say that they're trying to fix this whole thing. They say that they're trying to improve, and all they're doing is ruining a platform that actually worked before. And I know I'm not the only one who's sick and tired of this. We're paying our money, which with Biden in office seems to be getting harder and harder to come by, and yet these people at BTR seem to be thinking that, hey, we can just keep going the way we are, and they'll keep paying us money. I think that will stop if they don't get this damn thing fixed. I'm sick and tired of this, and it needs to stop. One of the things that I was reading when I was getting ready for the show, and this actually hit Western Journal about 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the headline was Breaking Military Tracking High-Altitude Object Over Western U.S. It was over Colorado, and there is a map showing its projected flight path, and it ain't going to get there because the last thing I just got through hearing a few minutes ago was that it has been shot down. The only reason why this kind of thing is happening here in the United States is because of one thing and one thing only. It's because of our leadership. Our leadership is non-existent. And the world knows it. The world knows it. And we have to just start trying to convince these so-called 30% who are still supporting Biden. I don't understand how someone with a working brain can still support this man. He has done everything he can to destroy this country. Hell, I could make a better president than he ever could. And I have absolutely no experience in government. But I could do better than he has. I wouldn't keep the border open for one thing. I wouldn't allow things flying over our country. You know, if they start coming towards our country, I'd send the military out immediately before they got to our site, and once they get to our shores, shoot it down if there's nobody, if it doesn't look like it's something that would be good for us. It's what Biden should have done with that spy balloon that flew over us from China. But he didn't. He let it go all the way across the United States and out into the ocean before he shot it down. Then he was telling her, oh, I did the right thing. We shot that sucker down. Yeah, after it flew over the whole continent of the United States. This is insane, folks. And now Soros, according to Lori-Ann, says Soros wants to take over platforms that conservatives use. I saw this, and I didn't... This is something I've been watching with Soros for a long damn time. He constantly touts that he's a Hungarian American. He's just Hungarian. He's not an American. Never has been, because he doesn't do what is right. And it's just like what I said in one of my updates this week. Biden is not our president, because if he was our president, he'd be doing stuff to protect America, not to destroy it. And that's all he's doing, is protecting himself, protecting the wannabes who decide that they want America destroyed. Blog Talk Radio Complaint Board. Oh, this is great. Sally just put a... link in the chat room, for Blog Talk Radio Complaint Board. And I would suggest that we all go to it and start our complaining. You know, the way I look at this whole thing is if they can't get this fixed, they need to stop charging us for our monthly rates that we pay out to them so that we can do our shows. I mean, I remember when I first started here on Blog Talk Radio, you could do a 3-hour show if you wanted to, and you didn't have to pay anything. Blog Talk Radio worked 100% better then than it does now. Yeah, and Joseph in the chat room said, this is bullshit. It is. You know, and but this whole idea that we'll just let this happen and just continue to pay them, this is stupid. As it sits now, I've got 6 people in the chat room, well, I guess counting me, and by this time I would have at least 6 people on the phone. My phone banks are completely empty right now because nobody can freaking call in. And let's see, can I call out? Let me see. I haven't even thought about that one. Let's see if I can. No, it's just giving me a, let me see here. Yeah, it's giving me a chance to call. Let me see. 503. Let me see if I can get Lorianne in here. If I can see my numbers here. Okay. Let me see if I can call her in. Got her. Okay, answer the phone, Lorianne. Yeah, I'm trying to call you, Lorianne. I don't see you in here, so. Well, it rang about 6 times and then stopped. I guess that won't work. I'll try that again and see what happens. Hello, Bringing It Boy. How are you doing tonight? We are having the typical BTR problems tonight.
Hello?
Hey, Lorianne?
No, I think you had the wrong number.
Okay, sorry. Okay, well, I got the wrong number. Let's see here. 503, I guess. See if I can. Okay. Let's see here. I got everything here. Okay, it looks like I can call out. So if it comes down to it, Joseph, if I, I'll see if I can call you in. And let's see. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I dialed the wrong number, but I got somebody to answer, so. Let's see here. I'll empty that thing, and I'll paste that in, and I'll.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello, we're trying this again. There's a big time delay. So this is weird. and it looks like it dropped Robert from the switchboard.
Hello, we're trying this again. There's a big time delay.
Yeah, I think Robert's trying to get back in on the host line. So it works, but doesn't work.
Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Are we trying this again? I see Robert's number in the switchboard, but not, I don't think it's the host.
Are we trying this again?
Is the host line dropped since
Robert's
it was on DirectNet? But I see
but
his number in there, so he must be dialed into the guest line too.
Okay, I'll try and call in if you can on that call a guest or whatever, because that was working for me. But the second time I tried it, it knocked me off. Okay, I'll let you go. Okay, bye. Okay, I kind of got knocked out of there. Sorry about that, everybody. Blog Talk Radio is playing their little shit again. And there was a link that was put into the chat room by Sally, American Statesman, where you can share your thoughts. And I think she put it in where you can complain to Blog Talk Radio. Lori Ann just showed up. Is calling in.
All right.
Hey, we figured that one
hey.
Out.
Hey. I did it on my end.
I even got Sarge in there, and let's wonder if I could call him in, because I do have his number somewhere. But
yeah, maybe bring in Gibson and anybody else. I have people's phone numbers.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of them.
On my list.
Let me see. I'll try and call in Joe Gibson now and see if I can get him in there.
Well, do you want me to do it since it hung up on you when you tried last time?
It knocked me out of there when I tried calling in.
Perfect. Okay. And then in the chat room, Joe Gibson, I'm going to try giving you a call. And then anybody that's in the chat room, let us know if you want to have us try to bring you guys in as well. Let me pull up Joe Gibson's number, and I will try and give it a shot here on my end.
Well, we're being more creative and successful than Blog Talk Radio is.
Yeah, this was Joe Gibson's idea, was to try the switchboard call out and to see if that works. And
yeah, I had never used that before, so that's pretty cool that it's there.
All right, I'm trying Gibson's number.
Yep.
I'm trying your 8644.
Hello, Joe. Well, I heard him say hello.
You are there, right, Joe?
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this, Robert?
Yeah.
What are you doing calling my cell phone? You're on your show?
We're on the show.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were calling my show, because my show is up and running right now.
Oh, it
That's
is.
That's what I was
okay.
saying. But I didn't know. Can you get? Because they said you got booted off.
Yep, got booted off, and well, I didn't get knocked off of the air, but I got kicked off on my phone, so I had to call back in. And Lorianne is calling everybody else through the call-in section, and that's actually working. We're getting people in here.
so we're live right now then on your
yes,
on your show.
Yes, we are live right now.
I wonder
yeah.
if I called
you. You guys can
joke.
Hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, perfect. All right, looks like Gunslinger and Robert or Suzette also. So I'm going to try Robert and Suzette's number next.
I'm going to try calling his show number.
Pull it up to copy-paste.
Okay.
Let me try calling his show number from my show and see if I can get through. What's your show number, Robert? What's your show number again? Because I can't switch the page.
Oh, shit. Do I have a show number?
Your call-in number. What's your call-in number for your show? Not your number you call in, the guest line.
The guest
yeah,
line
the guest
is,
line number.
Yeah, 646-478-5284.
Hang on. 646. Go ahead.
478.
478. Remember, I got to type this. 478. Go ahead.
52.
84. All right. Let me see. I'm going to try calling it and see what happens. Now, you see it on your switchboard by any chance?
Not yet. And I haven't tried Suzette yet, but I will after the.
Wow. Yeah, it just says dialing.
Yeah.
It says dialing. That's what it says. Yep. So your show, what it is, your call-in line is dead. It's down, your call-in line
yep.
to your show.
Call-in line is dead. That's why
yeah,
we were
it sounds like all guest lines.
No, my,
like
well, that's why I wanted to see
this issue today.
I don't know. The other shows aren't on Blog Talk Radio. There's like seven shows running right now. So I would just check them out.
Do they have any callers?
Yeah, but can you call into their guest line, though? You know, because the host is able to
I called in one this afternoon, actually.
They're targeting
yeah, that's what I was saying. Call my show real quick and see if you can get through. And then you know it's Robert. Then you know it's him. You know? I mean, because we'll be here all night trying to call everybody. Oh, my goodness. It's just us right now?
Yep. It's just us three.
Let me try to bring in Suzette, and then I'll try and call your guest line. So, Suzette. Or Robert, I'm calling you right now.
Hello. Heidi Ho. Please leave your name and your message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Never mind.
I like her answering machine there. Okay. Let's see if I can get started.
All right. Let me. Yeah, you have Sarge's number. Good.
Yep.
And then I'm going to pull up, if I can pull up Joe Gibson's guest line number here.
657-383-0616. Right now I got dead air playing on my show.
All right, I'm just going to call into the guest line on your show. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, because if it works, it works.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Yep, see, it's just Robert's show. See that? Yeah, hang on, let me unmute you.
Unmuted.
Yep, you're unmuted.
Yay.
It's just Robert's show, see?
Weird.
I mean, Robert, you want to do your show on my platform, you can. I mean, I'll give you the reins or whatever, you know. I mean, it's worth it. Just tell everybody to call my show. They all know my number.
Yeah, we could just go over to your show. That would work.
I mean, yeah, because if you can't get a hold, because if you're not live and nobody can call, what's the point of doing it? We might as well just call everybody on our own personal phone, you know.
That's exactly right.
Set one up on my end, too. I'm kind of curious to see if I set up a show. If people are able to dial in.
Yeah, all the other shows are working. I called into shows. I called into the other shows earlier. There's other shows on Blog Talk Radio that I call into sometimes, you know. And they were all working. Yeah. That's why I was like, oh, man, are they down now? But then I said, let me set up my show and see if it works. And it works, so. Yeah. Why are they just targeting you? When did you program your show? It had to be when you programmed it. Something got goofed up somewhere. Yeah, that's why.
After my show last week.
That's why. Yeah, because they were having problems, remember?
Well, not when I did my show. And when I finished the show, that's when I scheduled my next one.
Yeah. But there was a break in their programming ranks is what had happened, because some other shows were having problems too. And remember, in the beginning, they were having a couple of problems. So it's been screwed up lately.
In the chat room, Susan.
Well, Robert, why don't we do this? Why don't we end this show and then go back in and set it up from scratch, set it up to start at 8 p.m. your time?
Okay.
And then let's see if we have any problems. And
okay.
That's yeah.
Good. And then bringing up boys in the chat room, Suzette is asking to give her a call again. Her Bluetooth was on.
Yeah, but
okay.
For us to call everybody, that's silly.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a lot more conducive if we end this show, since apparently when it was set up before things went down
mm-hmm.
on Monday, and that's probably what's screwing it up.
Yeah, and I'll just play commercials until you guys figure it out. I'll play commercials until you guys figure it out, you know?
Okay.
If you end this show, then, Robert, you can set it up to broadcast now instead of scheduling it. You can just set it to broadcast now so that once it, you know, then you should be able to get right in.
Boyd. Boyd, is this 907? Who's this?
It's Boyd.
Yeah, this is Boyd.
All right.
I was doing a test call into your show to make sure that your show line is working.
Yep.
Yeah, so, see, mine is.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show and reschedule it and try and get it going right away so I can get it started again.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, then everybody just call into my show then. Because for us to call everybody, we'll be here all night, you know. We might as well just call it, you know, we're not live on the internet then, you know.
That's for sure. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and end that and start.
Okay, and I'm here on my show still talking, so whoever's connected here on mine listening right now live, because I know there's people listening on the internet. That's what we're going to do. We'll go over to Robert's show. I'll end my show if he gets his show working. If not, then I'll just continue on with my show. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yep.
Sounds good.
And hopefully you can set it up to just broadcast live right away and not have to schedule it for 20 minutes from now. But
I know.
We'll find out if it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
All right. So what do you want, guys? You want me to do? Play some commercials while he does that?
Yeah, play a clip or something on your end.
play some music. All right, we'll play some music. Let's see here. Scan down here. All right.
Okay,
play some Anthrax.
Okay, guys, I'm going to end the show. And,
all right, Robert.